Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. This is unusual for me. It's been 3 months. Good to be back, at least for today. Thank you for listening. And it's a beautiful, albeit foggy, morning in West Georgia. And we're honored to have in studio Sandra Morris.
Good morning, everybody. Wake up.
Whoa, that just blew my ear out. I got another ear, no problem. She's chairwoman of the West Georgia Carroll County Council on Aging. So, welcome.
Good morning. Wake up, everybody.
I got to turn that down.
Get your dancing shoes ready.
Okay, good deal. Hold on. Let me turn that down one more time. Anyway, we're here. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about the care of the elderly. We're going to talk about all the issues surrounding the elderly, and hopefully you'll find that quite interesting. But we're also going to talk about the Valentine Fellowship coming up this Thursday at the East Carrollton Recreation Building on North Wake Drive in Carrollton. It's one of two major events put on by the West Georgia Carroll County Council of Aging. And, well, what are all three of them?
We always start off with a Valentine Fellowship. Then in the middle of the year, we go to May Fellowship, which is National Senior Citizens Month. And then I guess the one we're best known for is our big Thanksgiving Fellowship, which is one of our best attended. But Valentine's going to be really special this year.
All right, and that's this Thursday. Before we kind of get in the details of the event, who's welcome? Who would you like
anybody,
to see?
Anybody, if you can hear me and you consider yourself a senior citizen.
They can hear you, trust me.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter which county you live in. Yeah, you can usually hear me if I'm around.
Yeah.
But you are welcome to come. While we are saying no children, because we're going to be dancing, having fun, and this is a day just for our senior citizens.
Okay, what is the official definition of a senior?
Well, if you feel like a senior citizen, we don't ID you anything.
We're not going to card them.
No, and if you're if you're a young senior citizen, 50-ish or something, and you want to bring mama or grandmother, you come on and enjoy the day with us. We don't card anybody.
Okay.
You know, even if you're not hardly quite that old, and you're bringing one of those people, that population, you come on and we'll make you welcome. We might make you work, hand out Chick-fil-A sandwiches or something, but you are welcome because we need a variety of people there. Our senior population is spread out now, I mean, from 55 to 95. So there's lots of diversity there.
Okay. Again, I say we're gonna get into the details of this, and we are. But what's the goal here? I mean, why do this?
Well, many of our senior citizens, especially the older ones, do not have personal transportation. Families are very busy. They don't have time to get mama out other than just take her to the grocery store or maybe the emergency doctor trip. It's good to get out. It's good to socialize. It's good to see people, talk to people. So it's a fun time. It's a social event, and it's good for the spirit. Very good for the spirit.
If you would elaborate on that, good for the spirit, socialization. It's critical for an elderly person, a senior, to stay mentally and physically fit to socialize. In fact, is it true that it could be almost the most important thing in the life of an elderly person?
I would say it's one of the most important things. If you stay at home all day and you watch TV and you watch soap operas all day or you talk to the cat and that's the only thing you get to talk to all day other than maybe a phone, it's not good for you. You know, you get depressed, and depression is a major, major problem in America. And, of course, in our area it's also an issue. So it's important to get out. It's important to realize that there are other people in your same situation. When you get in a group like this, you're going to see people your age. You're going to see people with your disabilities. You may not know them all, but you'll recognize faces. I mean, we've got people that have been coming to this event for 40 years. This will be our 43rd event, and I'm excited because I have been to every one of them, and it's going to be so much fun.
Stay on that just for a second. You know, you spend your life in work and raising a family, and then when you reach your senior years, a lot of that's passed you by. And you really do need a way to replace it, do you not?
Oh, you definitely have to replace it. Times have changed so much. I mean, people used to go see one another on Sunday afternoon. They used to visit. You know, they'd stop by the house, you know, and see you. They'd come eat meals with you. We don't see our children anymore. We don't see our grandchildren anymore. And so, and most of us seniors don't like to text. Some of us are doing it because we're afraid of being left behind. But it's not a good feeling. I get a text, you know, it's not like a hug.
Wow, that's pretty strong right there. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get into the details of the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging's annual Valentine Fellowship coming up this Thursday at the East Carrollton Recreation Building. And all the seniors invited, we're going to salute some of the sponsors. And we've got a very special guest coming, and we'll announce him at the end of this break. But first, here's a word from Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org. Or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds.
That's right. I've always said he was still alive, and now we're proving it. This Thursday, February 14th, what time do doors open?
The doors open at 9 o'clock, and we've got a bunch of wonderful vendors who have wonderful information. We're going to have Walgreens there, and they're going to be handing out their red bags so you can put your stuff in a bag. And then the special guest will be there at 10, so you got to get there early to get a good seat.
So when will the king start performing?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, and then you're going to crown a king and a queen.
Yes, Milltown's going to be there, and they're going to crown a king and queen. I mean, there's so much going on. We got door prizes. We're going to have coffee by Michelle Morgan. And, of course, Dr. Charlie Rouse with West Georgia Cardiology is buying the Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So, you know, lunch is wonderful. It's going to be a great day. The weather's going to be good. Steve's in charge of weather for Thursday, so we know it's going to be good.
All right, stage decorations by Three Rivers. And you've got a ton of sponsors. Let's go ahead and mention some of them.
Okay, Carrollton Rotary Club, the one that meets at lunchtime on Tuesdays, is a big sponsor. Milltown has been a sponsor for several years now. And, of course, our Carrollton Parks and Recreation Department. We could not do our events without them. We've got our Sheriff's Department as a sponsor. And I understand that Terry's got his dancing shoes ready, too. So maybe our dancing sheriff will be there.
He's a pretty good dancer, actually.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, he's getting close to being one of us seniors, though. So he's a very good dancer.
Yeah, there you go.
But we've got Graddick Communications, Temple Senior Center, Southwire has come on board as a sponsor. I think the Black Shirts are going to be there helping with lunch. We have the Carrollton Senior Center. Oh, just Carrollton Club, the Hightower Family Funeral Home, and, of course, the Carroll EMC Foundation. Carroll EMC loves senior citizens. They're wonderful sponsors. We also have Sit and Sleep, the Barn Store. And I'm probably forgetting some people, but it seems like the whole community is loves senior citizens, and they should.
So you got a dance floor.
Yes, we've got a dance floor.
And Elvis starts at 10.
10 o'clock.
Well, where's he coming from? Is he jetting in from where? I mean, can you tell us where he's been living?
I believe he's been in the Atlanta metro area. Don't know his exact address, and of course I wouldn't tell it if I did.
All right.
But
so he's
one of the best.
He's coming in by limo and caravan, and what's the entourage will be at 10 o'clock.
Yes, he's bringing his band with him.
Okay.
And he has been out here before, and he is actually internationally known, nationally known. And he's one of the best that I've seen in a long, long time.
So how many people, seniors, do you expect to attend?
Well, I've ordered lunch for 800 when I heard the weather was going to be good.
You're kidding. That's
not
a lot.
Yeah. Well, we have had close to 1,000 before.
Really?
But it does depend on the weather because seniors don't get out if the weather's yucky.
So a lot of the different assisted living facilities will be busing their residents
well,
in?
Well, that's our hope, and we've also, Carrollton Club's bringing its bus.
Right.
I think Brookdale's bringing it. Cottage Landing is bringing theirs. And all the senior centers in the area, from Buckhannon to Tallapoosa, Bremen, Carrollton, Villarica, are closing for the day. So, you know, that's going to be a big crowd there. Hopefully, Heard County's coming. I think we're going to have some of them Alabama folks slip across the line. And that's
really?
Okay. I hope so.
Roll Tide.
Because Elvis loves them all.
Roll Tide.
That's
Eagle.
Right.
Okay. And then if you have a loved one, a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa that's, you know, living in the extension to the house or in the manufactured house out back, you can bring them.
Sure, sure. We'd love to have the seniors. Doesn't matter how old or how, you know, it does not matter. You bring them on, we'll find a place for them.
Okay, cool. Tell us, because I want to get into some other topics, and then we'll come back to Elvis. But West Georgia Council on Aging, tell us a little more for those who don't know what it is and some of the things it's been involved in.
Well, originally in 1976, we started out as the Carroll County Council on Aging. We were a very small group, and it was just a few of us, a handful of people got together and said, look, our seniors need something to do. That was probably before or when the first senior centers opened. And Carroll County is a very rural area. There are a lot of people out that don't come into town, can't get into town. And so what our mission is to assess the unmet needs of the elderly people in our community, find resources to meet those needs. On an average week, I will get 5 to 7 calls from somebody looking for the Council on Aging, and they're looking for various things. One of the things I've really been getting a lot of calls about now is help with utilities. Seems like electric bills are very high now. We have a lot of seniors who use oxygen machines. They may have other things that they use that run up the power bills, and we just don't have enough utility assistance. Of course, we're in our second year, I believe, or maybe it's the end of the first year of our transportation program. That has helped an awful lot, having the new transportation program, but we need more because seniors, even $6 is a very good deal, but if you're living on less than $1,000 a month, $6 several times a month can add up. But we do a lot of things. I do a lot of referrals. I try to keep up with all the resources in the community. We've got a wonderful veteran center here, Trinka, that we work with a lot. I do a lot of referrals to them and then back to me. We've got housing authorities that call occasionally needing something. Just people wanting information, a lot of families about what is available for mama. When one of the parents dies, the children usually panic. Well, mama can't stay by herself, or daddy can't do anything for himself. So it's a search for resources many times.
Okay, well, when that panic moment hits, what do you recommend people do? I mean, how do you mentally and emotionally deal with it?
Well, you have to have a conversation. You've got to know what you're talking about. Many people come to me and they say, you know, mama needs somewhere to live she can afford. And I say, well, what kind of income does she have? And they say, I don't know. Well, how can I find you something if you don't know what we've got? Most of our seniors are not wealthy people. They're just not. Many of them, especially if one spouse has been sick, has spent all their resources. Our area does not have enough affordable housing for seniors. And we're not unlike a lot of other communities. There's just too many old people and not enough affordable resources. So you've got to have that conversation with mama or daddy about what resources do you have. You've got to ask them about their money. And that is so hard to do, especially if it's daddy. Daddy's got a lot of pride. He doesn't want to talk about his money or his lack of money. Even mama probably doesn't know. You take an average 85-year-old woman, the man handled all the money. And she may not even know how much to draw. So somebody's got to find out what resources they have before you can figure out what they can afford.
So in a word, planning.
Planning, that's exactly right. But then the big thing you've got to watch for is the scam artist. That's very concerning to me because I'm a senior now, and I get lots of telemarketing calls, people wanting to help me out, people wanting to reduce my credit card debt, you know, people wanting to help me plan. And you can be very vulnerable if you've lost your spouse and somebody calls and offers to help you. Don't talk to them. Hang up. Don't ever say yes on the phone, because many of these telemarketers are now recording your conversations. If you say yes to something, they can move it around and put it wherever they want to. That's been a real problem with different phone services, TV services. Scam artists are working hard every day, sometimes 24 hours a day.
What do you say to the children or to the close relatives that are facing that panic moment? Because as you know, that kind of stress can tear a family apart.
Well, I would say don't move real fast, and don't just tell mama or daddy, you're moving in with me. Do not do that. One of the most stressful things that I have seen at Carrollton Club is, for instance, an elderly person who's moving out of a three-bedroom house they've been in for 50 years. They have belongings, they have stuff, they have collections. And it is stressful. It is painful. You've got to learn how to help them separate themselves from their stuff. And, I mean, you move into a little one-bedroom apartment or even a spacious one-bedroom apartment, you can't take everything with you. So you've got to help them adjust. Find someone they can talk to. Find, you know, a good counselor or pastor or just, you know, somebody that they can talk to about those kind of things, because it is painful.
And try to help develop a new friend network.
That's right. They need to do that.
All right. This Thursday, February 14th, Elvis is coming to Carrollton. He will be at the East Carrollton Recreational Building. He's still alive. I know you may have heard otherwise, but that was all fake news. He's with us. And he'll be there at 10 o'clock. And so bring that senior loved one, a family member, friend, just somebody you know that's going to have a great time. We're going to go over more of those details. But first, this word from Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Where to go?
Burning Love, that's right. We've got Sandra Morris, Chairwoman, West Georgia Carroll County Council on Aging. We're getting ready for Elvis to come to town this coming Thursday. It's all part of the Valentine Fellowship. We're going to go over those details of this magnificent event coming up. But I'd like to just take, before we run out of time, just take a moment. Every day, 24 hours a day, there's a group of unsung heroes in West Georgia and Carroll County. And they help take care of the needs of the elderly. And these, of course, can be in-home healthcare professionals. They can be CNAs and nursing homes. They can be all kinds of LPNs and RPNs, et cetera, et cetera. And you've spent years with these people. But don't they touch your heart?
They touch my heart. I mean, it gets just really close to me when I see people that are just going way above board to do something to help someone. And these folks are so underpaid who are caregivers. It's pathetic. It really is.
And we really just don't see them, but they're there.
That's right. They're always there, and they'll hang around after hours and do things for people. And you know, they're doing the things that family members used to do many years ago. And we're just too busy. We don't take time to care for and love our family members like we should.
All right. This Thursday, doors open at 9 o'clock. Who's invited?
Anybody who is a senior citizen and can hear my voice. Doesn't matter where you live. If you hear me on the radio, you're invited. And if you're a caregiver for someone, you're welcome to bring them and come too.
And you've got lunch.
We have lunch. We're going to have Chick-fil-A by West Georgia Cardiology. Hopefully, unless we have an emergency surgery or something, Dr. Charlie Rouse will be there. He and his lovely wife, Deidre Rouse, love senior citizens, and they have lots of wonderful events throughout the year for our local seniors.
You've got coffee.
And we have coffee by Michelle Morgan. We're going to have desserts
by all the... So she's
going to
be brewing it? I mean, like,
no,
what?
No, she's supplying
Michelle.
It. We're all going to be making the coffee and giving it out.
Okay, king and queen's going to be crowned.
Yes, Milltown's supposed to be crowning the king and queen. They're probably going to be supplying some tickets to Milltown. If you haven't been to Milltown, you need to know about it. It's in Bremen. But the Carrollton Rotary Club's going to be there helping. They're going to be, the Temple High School seniors are going to be there helping serve lunch. Southwire is going to be helping serve lunch. Door prizes galore. Just a good time. And, of course, Carroll EMC is going to be there. They might even have some light bulbs or something to give away. Who knows?
All right. Well, we'll conclude the program by going over the sponsor list. But before we do that, tell us what some of the interesting things going on in Carroll County.
Well, Carroll County is a very loving community. If you live here, you know what's going on. You know the many things that are happening. And one of the things that I'm trying to put together is we have a resource guide that's outdated, and we're working on updating it and hopefully getting some printed next year, maybe this year, who knows. But Carroll County Carroll County government actually is very interested in knowing what the seniors need or feel like they need here. So we're doing some assessing on that. We're going to be doing some surveys shortly. Tanner Medical Center has some wonderful programs going on, and their Get Healthy programs are wonderful for our seniors. Our senior centers are all doing some wonderful work to try to figure out what's needed and to change gears, because some of the centers in other areas are hung 20 years ago in the same old thing. You can't keep doing the same old thing because seniors have changed. So that's one of the things we're trying to do. Affordable housing is another issue we're trying to figure out what's going on with, or see if we can get more for our area. But I'm always open to listen. Anybody wants to call me and talk about the needs, if you've got a particular need, give me a call. And let's talk about it. Depression is a big issue right now. I'm very concerned about the mental health condition of some of our seniors. If you live to be 90 years old, you've seen a lot of changes. You think about it. The telephones, the TVs, I mean, it's just amazing. Just think about an automobile, the changes we've seen if you're 90 years old. So I'm very interested. Our whole Council on Aging is very interested in what we can do to help. How we can help families know what to do for their family members.
My father will be 92 tomorrow.
Wow.
So he's definitely a senior.
Definitely. And I imagine you and I are seniors, whether we admit it, right?
Okay, next question.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we are. And, and it's different.
Can you imagine what it's going to be in 20 years if we live to be 90?
Well, that's the thing is we're all, we're all living to older age now. Everybody's living to a much older age, and it puts challenges on the families. Real challenges. You use the term affordable care, affordable housing. That's one of those challenges. That's a big challenge.
Definitely a big challenge because, you want to keep your loved one at home as long as possible. But if they're at home alone, it's not good for them. If they sit there all week long at home waiting on you to come Saturday morning, take me to the beauty shop or take me to the grocery store, that's not good. Just talking to the cat or the dog is not what I need every day.
And that would, over a period of time, increase the possibility of having dementia and those issues.
Definitely. And you don't get up and exercise, but you sit in your chair all day. So, physically you're running down. If you do get up, then you may fall. So one of the things I'm interested in is fall prevention programs, and Tanner's doing a great job with some of that. Some of the senior centers are doing it. But we need more of it. You need to get up and move every hour. Get out of that chair.
Because when you break the hip, it's not the breaking of the hip, it's the rehabilitation afterwards. It's huge.
That's right. And depression usually follows that. A lot of times an elderly person will be sick. They won't tell you because they're afraid you'll take them to the hospital. I mean, they really will keep secrets from you. But if your elderly person is talking in a lowered voice, or if they have subdued enthusiasm or even tears, if you see a change, you need to find out what the change has been caused by, because that's not normal aging.
And the good news, as we transition back to the Valentine Fellowship, is sometimes an event like this, it's only going to be a few hours on Thursday, but leading up to it and afterwards, it gives a degree of excitement, pleasure that can build a memory that can be satisfying for a very long time.
And thinking about seeing somebody you hadn't seen since Thanksgiving, all these old friends, things like that, it does bring a certain amount of enthusiasm, and it will pep them up and make them feel better. Makes me feel better just to be in the crowd, and I love these events for the seniors.
Okay, just so we don't take a chance we'll run out of time, go over the sponsor list again.
Our Carrollton Rotary Club that meets at Sunset Hills on Tuesdays, Milltown Music Hall, Carroll EMC, the Temple Senior Center, the Carrollton Senior Center, Carrollton Parks and Recreation, the City of Bremen Recreation Department, Gradit Communications, Sit and Sleep, the Sheriff's Department, the American Legion, Times Georgian, the Barnes Store, Walgreens, and of course Charlie Rouse with West Georgia Cardiology is doing lunch. Michelle Morgan's providing the coffee. We have Walgreens with their red bags. We have stage decorations by Three Rivers. We also have table decorations by the Spade and Trowel Garden Club, and several others I think are going to be helping them. Carrollton Club, the Hightower Family Funeral Home. And I know I've left somebody off, so if I left you off, I'm sorry. But, it takes a lot of work to put together something like this for 800 people. Don't let that number scare you. We got lots of doors, lots of parking. So come on around 9. The doors open at 9. You can go see all the vendors and then find you a good seat and get ready for the man with the blue suede shoes.
And I'm going to ask him to take us out if he would. Or maybe not. We only paid him for like 2 songs.
Okay, for information, you can contact Danielle at the Carrollton Senior Center at 770-832-1644 or call me, Sandra Morris, at 678-378-0985. Our ads were in the Star Paper and also the Times Georgian, so if you need to see a paper, or we'll have some flyers at the different centers and here at the radio station. But I want to see you all dressed in red.
Thank you for listening to the Community Voice.